The 1992 Constitution. The 1992 Constitution of Ghana is a fundamental document that established the Fourth Republic and laid the foundation for Ghana's modern democratic governance. After decades of political instability, including a series of military coups and authoritarian rule, the 1992 Constitution marked a return to civilian government and set forth a new framework for democracy, rule of law, and human rights in Ghana. Drafted through a consultative process that involved a broad spectrum of Ghanaian society, it reflects the aspirations of the Ghanaian people for a stable and participatory political system. The Constitution was ratified by a national referendum on April 28, 1992, and took effect on 7th January 1993, transitioning Ghana into a multi-party democratic system that continues to guide the nation's governance. One of the Constitution's most significant aspects is the establishment of a three-branch government that incorporates the executive, legislative, and judicial branches based on a system of checks and balances. The executive branch is headed by the president, who is elected for a 4-year term and may serve a maximum of 2 terms. The president is vested with considerable powers, including serving as head of state, head of government, and commander-in-chief of the armed forces. However, these powers are balanced by the legislative and judicial branches. The legislative branch or parliament consists of a unicameral body whose members are also elected for 4-year terms. Parliament is responsible for enacting laws, approving budgets, and overseeing the executive branch's actions, ensuring that the president and ministers are accountable to the people. Meanwhile, the judiciary is independent and is empowered to interpret the constitution, adjudicate disputes, and protect individual rights. This division of power, with each branch maintaining distinct roles, serves to prevent any single entity from wielding unchecked authority and ensures a balanced government. The Constitution also places a strong emphasis on human rights and fundamental freedoms, enshrining a comprehensive Bill of Rights within Chapter 5. This chapter guarantees rights such as freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, and the right to fair trial. These protections are intended to safeguard the dignity and autonomy of individuals, empowering citizens to exercise their freedoms without fear of repression. Additionally, the Constitution includes provisions for economic, social, and cultural rights, emphasizing the rights to education, health, and work. These rights underscore Ghana's commitment to ensuring a higher quality of life for all its citizens. The Constitution also establishes the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, SHARJ, an independent institution tasked with investigating complaints of human rights violations and promoting accountability in public administration. Through SHARJ, the Constitution provides a mechanism for individuals to seek redress, making it a vital tool for upholding justice and combating abuse of power. Furthermore, the 1992 Constitution is significant for establishing Ghana as a multi-party democracy with regular, free, and fair elections. And under the Constitution, Ghanaians are guaranteed the right to form political parties and participate in the electoral process, fostering a pluralistic political environment. This multi-party system is overseen by the Electoral Commission of Ghana, an independent body mandated to conduct elections impartially and transparently. The Constitution requires presidential and parliamentary elections every 4 years, with provisions to ensure transparency, such as the public funding of political parties and the regulation of campaign activities. This electoral framework has been instrumental in promoting peaceful transitions of power and enabling political competition, which are cornerstones of democratic governance. The peaceful alternation of power between political parties, notably between the National Democratic Congress, NDC, and the New Patriotic Party, NPP, has demonstrated the Constitution's effectiveness in facilitating democratic stability and continuity. Another crucial aspect of the 1992 Constitution is its focus on decentralization and local governance. The Constitution recognizes that local governance is essential for effective administration and citizen participation in decision-making. It therefore established a system of local government that includes regional and district assemblies. These assemblies are tasked with addressing local development needs, creating policies specific to their areas, and managing resources to improve community welfare. Decentralization is meant to bring government closer to the people, allowing citizens to have a direct impact on issues that affect their daily lives. Local government officials, including district chief executives, are appointed, but the Constitution also provides mechanisms for their accountability, intending to create a balance between national control and local autonomy. This focus on decentralization supports the development of democratic practices at the grassroots level, fostering citizen engagement and promoting regional development. Finally, the 1992 Constitution includes provisions for amendments to adapt to changing societal needs. Amendments to the Constitution require a complex process, including approval by Parliament and, in some cases, a national referendum. This requirement for broad consensus ensures that constitutional changes are carefully considered and reflect the will of the people. It also protects the Constitution from arbitrary changes that could undermine democracy or individual rights. Over the years, Ghana has undertaken constitutional reviews to address emerging challenges and incorporate feedback from the public, demonstrating the Constitution's adaptability while preserving its core principles. In conclusion, the 1992 Constitution of Ghana has been a pivotal document in establishing democratic governance, protecting human rights, and promoting the rule of law. Through its provisions for an accountable government, a robust Bill of Rights, a multi-party system, local governance, and an adaptable amendment process, the Constitution has been instrumental in fostering a stable and inclusive political environment in Ghana. Its success in promoting peaceful democratic practices and upholding individual freedoms has not only strengthened Ghana's democracy, but has also made it a model for other nations seeking democratic resilience in Africa and beyond.